Chapter 3. A Family of Witches. I ran from Malkin Tower down the hill into Newchurch. James followed me. "I want to go to Reed Hall too," he said. We ran through the trees to Sebden Brook. The noise of the river was beautiful in my ears. We went along the river to the village of Sebden, and then it began to rain. Suddenly, we heard the noise of horses behind us. We got off the road and watched the horses. It was Roger Noel with some of his men. They saw us, and Mr. Noel stopped.
"It's the Device children," he said. "What's your name, child?"
"My name is Jennet," I said. "We're going to Reed Hall. I want to talk to you." Roger Noel looked at me with his warm brown eyes.
"Very well," he said. "Come home with me and we can talk."
He lifted me up onto his horse, and the horse moved quickly along the road to the village of Reed. James ran along behind us. Very soon, we arrived at Reed Hall. The servant opened the door for us, and we went into the warm house. James came in, too, and sat down next to me, near the fire. Mr. Noel put his black hat down on the table.
"Bring a hot drink and some food for these children," he told the servant. "They're cold and hungry."
The servant brought bread and hot milk for us, and James and I ate hungrily. I felt warm and happy in Mr. Noel's house. I wanted to stay there all my life. I never wanted to go back to Malkin Tower. When we finished eating, Mr. Noel looked up from his book.
"You wanted to talk to me?"
he said quietly.
"Well, I'm listening."
I got up, went across the room, and stood in front of Mr. Noel. "I'm afraid of my mother," I began. "I'm afraid because she's a witch and she can kill people." The room was quiet. Mr. Noel said nothing, but his brown eyes were kind. "My mother and her friends are at Malkin Tower," I told him. "They want to go to Lancaster Castle and kill the guards. They're going to bring old Demdike and Alison home again." Mr. Noel got up and left the room. After some time, he came back with two of his friends. They all sat down at the table.
"Jennet, I want you to tell me again about your mother and her friends."
"They want to kill the guards at Lancaster Castle and bring old Demdike home to Malkin Tower," I said. Then I began to cry.
"Don't cry," Mr. Noel said
kindly.
We can help you, but we must talk to your brother first.
James,
he called,
tell me about your mother.
Is she a witch?
She's a witch. We're all witches,
James began.
Old Demdike's a witch. One night, she went to the church at New Church and got some teeth from dead bodies there. The devil talked to her, and she brought the teeth to Malkin Tower. They're under the ground by our door.
Old Demdike's witch. We know that,
Mr. Noel said.
Tell us about your mother.
Mother's a witch, James said. She killed Mr. Robinson from Barley Village. She made a clay picture and then she broke it. And Mr. Robinson died a week later.
James smiled at Mr. Noel. He liked Mr. Noel because Mr. Noel didn't shout at him.
And I'm a witch too. I can kill people.
No, James, I cried. You're not a witch. You don't kill people.
Yes, I do,
James said angrily. His face went red.
My dog, Dandy, is the devil, and he killed a man for me. I wanted a shirt, and Mr. Duckworth was going to give me one of his old shirts, but in the end, he didn't give it to me, and I was very angry. I nearly killed Mr. Duckworth. But I called Dandy, and he killed Mr. Duckworth for me.
I began to cry. My brother was a witch too. All my family were witches.
Don't cry, Janet,
Mr. Noel said.
Someone must take care of you. You can stay here at Reed Hall with me.
When Mr. Noel's men brought my mother to Reed Hall, she said nothing at first.
Tell us about the pictures of clay,
Mr. Noel said.
My men found pictures of clay at Malkin Tower.
My mother said nothing.
Your mother, Old Demdike, is a witch. Your daughter is a witch,
Mr. Noel said.
Your son killed Mr. Duckworth because of a shirt.
Now,
tell us about the clay pictures.
My mother said nothing.
James told us about Mr. Robinson of Barley,
Mr. Noel said.
Did you kill him?
Suddenly, my mother's face went red and she began to shout at James.
A good son you are! You told this rich man about Jack Robinson of Barley! Well, you told the truth. I killed him. I made a clay picture, and then I broke it. And a week later, he died. I killed him because I hated him.
She stopped and looked at me. I wanted to run away, but Mr. Noel's servant stood in front of the door. Then my mother laughed.
Janet Device, witch's daughter, you hate us I know that. Well, it doesn't matter, because you're right. You are different. You're my daughter, but you're not the daughter of my husband. Your father was a rich man, but he never gave me money. A witch's child, he called you. And when you were born, he never came near me again. Jack Robinson learnt the truth about your father. He told the villagers of Barley, and they called me a bad woman. But they didn't call your father a bad man. Nobody in Barley gave me food again, because of Jack Robinson. I hated him, and so I killed him.
The room was very quiet, and my mother laughed again. My hands felt cold, and my face was hot, but I didn't cry. When Mr. Device died, I cried for days, but he was not my father. I looked at my mother, at her dirty hair and her ugly face, at her angry eyes. I hated her then, and I hated her for many years.